Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. Should say on X. I may never adjust that, but anyways, we're going to take a look at some pitching for the 4th of August already. Where has the summer gone? We have an 11-game main slate. One pretty big weather spot in Boston. Right now we have at about a 70% delay risk. Definitely going to need to pay attention as the day goes on. One of the big reasons is we're going to look at some pitching in that game. One pitcher we want to pick on, this guy right here. And then another guy we have to consider because Toronto is pretty weak against left-handed pitching. So the wind and the weather forecast is going to come in pretty importantly for us on this slate. But excuse me, aside from that, some rain issues may be in New York and Philadelphia, Baltimore, but a very light as of right now. Just a couple spots to keep an eye out on for later. It is actually going to be in the low 70s in New York as well. So not a ton of super hot weather. Minnesota is going to be the warmest at 88. If you are playing the early action, Wrigley, it is blowing in from right field at 16 miles an hour for that Atlanta Cubs matchup today, if you want to play the showdown. But let's dig into the main slate pitching. Take a first look here to get a rough idea of what my pitcher pool is going to be. At the top, we get Luis Castillo. Castillo is a minus 120 favorite in this game. Total of just 8. He has made two starts against the Angels, racked up the Ks in those starts. Not really allowing a ton of hits. A couple home runs, 5 runs, but just 3 earned. Hasn't been as sharp on the road. K numbers are just so-so compared to what he does when at home. Is around allowed 3 runs or less in 5 straight starts. So I feel like he's probably a pretty strong play. 10-2 is a pretty nice price. I have no problems going there. Just need him to figure out how to not give up a home run to Ohtani at this point. Aaron Nola at the top as well. Just 10K. Taking it on a Royals team that is winning ball games right now. And there are potential weather here, but Nola's been dominant at home. He apparently can't really avoid the big inning. He's not allowing a ton of hits, but his ERA is up. When you look at the WHIP and average against, you would think that the ERA would be down, especially because he's only allowed 6 home runs at home. But he has some blow-up games. Obviously, Pittsburgh got to him pretty hard, but I do like this matchup for the upside. Kansas City is playing well. So maybe that drives down some ownership on Nola. Nola is a minus 250 favorite in this game. So Vegas thinks pretty highly of the Phillies. So going to Luzardo. On the road, not as strong. Taking on a difficult Rangers squad. Texas is minus 145 favorite. I like Luzardo's upside, but I don't know that I want to get too heavy into a pitcher taking on Texas in Texas, with how that team has performed at home. Right now I think I'm leaning towards the fade, but obviously that could depend on some weather with the Boston game. I might have to replace Paxton with a guy like Luzardo, but we'll kind of see as the day goes on. Merrill Kelly against the Twins. I'm interested. He's been really good at on the road. at least picking up the wins. 6 wins and 8 road starts. Not allowing the home runs on the road. K numbers are down, but he gets a great K matchup against the Twins in this one. I want to dig into some of his splits again, but just because we know Minnesota's going to go pretty left-hand heavy, as long as everybody's healthy, I guess. But it's hard to ignore Merrill Kelly. Minnesota is a -135 favorite, but I would think that Kelly has far more upside than Bailey Ober does. Ober's been solid. Actually been a pretty good surprise for the Twins this year. The last couple starts haven't been great, home runs wise. Not walking anybody, which is nice. Ks have kind of settled in the, 5 or 6 range. Giving up some hits lately, but as a favorite, I have to consider him, but I really like this Arizona squad from an upside standpoint. So I don't think I'm going to go with Ober. I think I'm going to feel much more confident in Merrill Kelly or going with somebody like Hunter Brown. I know the Yankees are a dangerous offense. Brown has been better on the road this season. Home runs can be an issue. Strikeouts have been down, which is a little worrisome. And obviously, we know this ballpark, home runs happen, but I am interested in the upside. So we get the upside from Brown. So we see, obviously, it was against Oakland, but nearly 33 DK points. Tampa Bay, I think this is a great look here on the road at Tampa Bay. Back in April, when Tampa Bay was just destroying everybody, he went in and just dominated them. Obviously, we're 4 months removed from April, but that shows us the kind of upside we have access to with Hunter Brown. And for my GPP pool, that's the kind of upside I want in guys that I'm probably going to have a 20 to 25% share of for my MME. Yu Darvish against the Dodgers was strong the first time he faced them. He has been stronger at home. Coming off of a dominant performance against a very tough Texas squad. He's been really strong in 3 of 4. Man, I am tempted. Right now it is a coin flip, a game total of just 8.5. I think I'm going to end up with Yu Darvish, but I don't think it's going to be much more than 15%. I just don't like picking on the Dodgers. The only reason I would consider it here, like Muncy left last night's game. Betts has been dealing with an issue. And the fact that Darvish has just been throwing the ball really well the last few. And obviously, he's a veteran who's faced them plenty of times. Is about the only reason why I'm considering him. Reed Detmers against a Seattle squad that does strike out a lot. As we see, the first time he faced them, he struck out 7 4 2/3. Racks up pitch count, which is a worry, but he is pitching at home where he's been dominant and his K numbers are through the roof. Has just 2 wins on the year, which is shocking. But even with just 2 wins and 11 home starts, he's still averaging 20 DK points per game. So if he had picked up some few more wins over the course of those starts, we could be looking at a guy that was averaging 22, 23 DK points at home. I don't expect him to just absolutely dominate and shut him down, but allowing just, 2 runs is certainly in his range of outcomes with, 8, 9 strikeouts. So give me Reed Detmers for sure. This range right here, I think, is going to be really important tonight, this low to mid 8K range, even including the 7,900 Logan Allen as well. Jordan Montgomery making his Rangers debut as a -145 home favorite. He dominated the Marlins with the Cardinals. He's been at his best on the road this year. They're very similar numbers, but I would consider this a road game for him, obviously, since he's not pitching in St. Louis. But those are tough things to figure out. The one worry I have is walks are up, strikeouts kind of down. Hasn't been overly sharp. And obviously, pitching for a new team, There's an adjustment period between pitcher, catcher, that sort of thing. But right now, I would say that he is in my player pool, but he's going to be one that might move out, just based on the fact that I don't know that he has the same kind of upside a couple of the other guys do around his price point. And obviously, as a GPP guy, I'm just looking for ceiling-like performances. I'm never looking for a career high performance, but I want ceiling upside performances. And I just don't think Montgomery can match a couple of guys around him. Right now, he's in my pool, but he's going to be one of the first guys I remove, I believe. Logan Allen against the White Sox. He's already made three starts against them. Has struggled quite a bit against the White Sox. There are some worries there. The last two starts have been pretty bad. One of which was against White Sox. But prior to that, his first start back in the majors, absolutely dominant against Pittsburgh. I am intrigued. The upside is there. I just don't. I mean, the White Sox lineup just isn't that great. Cleveland's a minus 160 home favorite here. I'm interested in Logan Allen. Maybe just slightly above Montgomery, but they're very close. I mean, I think Montgomery's a better major league pitcher right now, but I think Allen might have more upside, like I was mentioning. Miller against San Diego, I'm not overly interested in. Has been really good on the road. But I think he just kind of settles into the mid-teens. Not something I'm overly excited about. Dean Kramer against the Mets, I'm very interested. Kramer's very hit or miss. Big time K upside, but then obviously can give up home runs, etc. Big thing for me is the Mets kind of, I don't know, folded a little bit. I'm sure the veterans on the roster aren't overly happy about the team just waving the white flag. Baltimore is a minus 170 home favorite here. He hasn't been as great at home. Home runs are an issue. So there is some worry, but it really depends on what kind of lineup we get from the Mets. It's been a pretty watered down lineup lately, some injuries, etc. So Kramer definitely is an intriguing GPP option just due to his upside. And I love upside. Mike Clevinger, his first start back off the IL, was against this Cleveland squad. 20 DK points, pretty strong. I don't really like the dude, but I have to be interested. He's made two starts against Cleveland, has been solid in both. Not as great on the road, but this Cleveland lineup has been weakened. Obviously, they kind of made some trades to think about the future, which is weird because they were still kind of in the playoff race, but it is what it is. Clevinger is interesting for me, but he's right on the borderline. You know, I might even put him slightly on the outside looking in, but I have to obviously dig in and finalize a pool. But he's going to be in my initial yes pool, but he'll be one of the first ones to remove, be just because I don't really like him. I don't think he's a great human being. I'll put it that way. But Colin Wright was solid against Pittsburgh the first time he faced him. Hasn't been great at home, but Pittsburgh isn't very good right now, so maybe we have to consider him coming off of a 8-strikeout game, but Atlanta knocked him around, which is to be expected. Man, I don't know that I really want to use Ray. He's a minus 170 favorite, but I just don't know that he has enough upside for me. I'd much rather go 500 more to Dean Kramer. Might even rather go to Mike Clevinger, but that's close. So I'm really going to have to debate these two right here. As far as the rest of the guys, no thanks to Manoah. Obviously, Rain. Severino can't figure it out. I don't really know what's up with him. But anyways, I'm running out of time. So if you enjoy what I bring you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on. Get that alert anytime we drop videos here at Davis Army. I'll put links in the description below if you want to join us. Promo code RAS for 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.